Welcome to WGLT Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign season, we're conducting interviews and forums with the candidates in various races. Today, we talk to the people running for County Board District 4, an area that serves Central and Northwest Normal. Videos of these interviews will be online as well. The candidates will have a 2-minute opening statement and equal time to answer questions. We'll start with Adelita Cruz, who won the random selection. She's a Republican. Adelita, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much for that introduction and for having the opportunity to speak with you today. I am originally from Colorado, and my family and I relocated to McLean County 5 years ago for my job. One of the reasons I want to be on the county board is because I do believe I have an obligation to share my time and talent with others to help make my community better. If you want to live in a fantastic community, you have to be willing to put in the time. And I know that I can put in the time that it takes to be a county board member. I also have some skills and experience in my personal and professional life that align well with the needs of the county board. Professionally, I work for a Fortune 50 company. I'm a manager of a contact center, and I'm responsible for the day-to-day operations, as well as staffing decisions, budgetary information, and developing short and long-term strategy. Personally, I hold an MBA in Leadership and Organizational Health from the University of St. Mary, and all of those skills will align well with the county board because the board is responsible to be the financial oversight of the McLean County departments. Personally, I am married to my high school sweetheart. We've been married for 19 years, and we have two wonderful children. So Brandon and I have a daughter, Layla, who's a senior at Normal Community, and our son, Damon, is a sophomore at Normal Community.
Adelita Cruz, thank you very much. The other candidate in the race is Democrat Ben Webb. Ben, your turn for an opening statement.
Thank you, Charlie. My name is Ben Webb, and I'm running to be the District 4 representative on the McLean County Board. I am a community member and high school teacher, going into year 11 of teaching. And I, like many of our listeners, do not want to sit on the sidelines in this election because I think the stakes are just too high. We are living through a national and local pandemic, and with the harsh realities of our health crisis at the forefront of many of the conversations that we're currently having. And so as we see the national response of COVID-19 kind of trickling down to our local communities and our state, I want to see how a Democratic majority can really make some decisions to make this community a little bit stronger. Locally, I've seen, especially through the live streamed meetings, now that we can't go in person, I've seen a lot of representatives who want things to go back to normal. And unfortunately, we can't just go back to normal because we need to build back better than normal, and that should be our goal. And so, personally, as a high school teacher, I've been teaching at University High School for all of my time here in the Blono community. And professionally, I have a master's in education from here at Illinois State University, and continuing with my classroom during remote learning and blended learning, hopefully in the future.
We'll move to the question portion of this event. Let's start with a philosophical question. How much of a role should county government play in our lives, and what experiences have shaped your philosophy? And Ben Webb, you will go first.
Thanks for the question. I do think that the philosophy behind it is that county government is kind of a middleman between what happens at a much larger level and then the municipalities. As a fiduciary board, it really does kind of the financial piece in terms of a multi-million dollar budget, which is controlling and allocating those funds to our health department, our elections, our sheriff's department. And the role of county government really should be to maintain and then further develop the programming that we have. And so I think the most important thing that we can do here in this area is expect more, but then also be open to the opinions of our experts, whether that is a department chair, whether that is a person at the front desk in a department of our county government. And it really should be something that continues to improve and grow, whether it is making sure that our nursing home is properly staffed, properly safe for both the residents and the staff members, or if it is, in fact, the county jail, making sure that inmates, as well as the services that are being provided, are being provided well, equitably, and dealing with the problems, not just pushing them off until the next budget year or the next crisis, which would then exacerbate or bring about new problems.
Adelita, how much of a role should county government play in our lives, and what experiences have shaped your philosophy?
Well, I would say with any government, what I look to have is less dependence on government and more independence. And so the way that I look at it for the county government is we would depend on them to maintain proper safety of our roads, to help, just as Ben said, with the financial oversight of some of the departments. With the county board, there isn't a lot of involvement in the day-to-day operations. And so what I'm really looking to do is to ensure that the programs that are key to us having a wonderful community, and then also that are important to our citizens, such as some of the mental health, behavioral health, the veterans assistance and affairs, the veterans court, transportation, making sure that we maintain safe streets and bridges. That's what the focus will be and where we need to dedicate the government resources at the county level. And I would say my personal experiences that have shaped that is just I've had the opportunity to live in three different states. And so I've seen in Washington State a government that had individualized, privatized government agencies that you would normally see in some other states, and I've seen how well they can work. And I'm hoping to bring those experiences here to the county board.
This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker. You're listening to an interview with the candidates for District 4 on the McLean County Board, Republican Adelita Cruz and Democrat Ben Webb. The county nursing home has been an issue and one the board may have to confront again at some point. Its primary service is that it is the main source of extended care for those on Medicaid. The county recently hired a new administrator at the facility. What's an acceptable cost for the county to run the nursing home? And at what point does the county explore other options? Adelita, you go first on this question.
Well, I think that's an interesting question, and one that I would say I would look to. I understand that we did operate at a loss in 2019, and one of the reasons why we had the Blue Ribbon panel that was created, as well as bringing in the new administrator. And so I don't know that I have an acceptable level of us to run the nursing home at this point, because we're faced with differences. COVID is playing a big part of this, and it's delaying some of our citizens with seeking the long-term care because of the impacts of COVID and the social distancing. So I think we're going to be faced with some of those budgetary constraints for the remainder of this year and in next. And so I would like to look at what our experts are saying, understand what the long-term and short-term impacts of running the nursing home, what expenses we're going to be looking at, the revenue differences that are going to be happening based on the current pandemic that's occurring. I would rely on the subject matter experts to provide that information for me to be able to express what I believe is an appropriate level of funding that they should receive, and then also revenue that I would expect them to have.
Ben Webb, what's an acceptable cost for the county taxpayers to run the nursing home, and at what point does the county explore other options?
I'm not exactly sure if there's an exact number, but I think especially with a new administrator, those are conversations that need to be had. And I think one of the things that we're starting to see is the Blue Ribbon panel is starting to have some major changes in terms of the money that's being invested has been treated as an investment. And now we're starting to see the dividends of that investment. In our most recent meetings that have been online, you're starting to see revenues exceeding expenses, and that's in the 20s of thousands of dollars. I believe $21,000 was our last financial meeting. And I think one of the interesting things about that is that we're seeing how that investment in the community, in the local jobs and the local facilities can actually make the space, which according to the Blue Ribbon panel, a space that was not being marketed well, it's starting to be marketed as a jewel and a lifeline for patients, for individuals seeking a bed to stay in. And also, to keep in mind that it's not going to be the private sector that is going to be providing these Medicaid beds because they're just not profitable. And so it's especially during this time in that period of COVID where we are seeing individuals staying at home or staying for extended amounts of time at home, eventually we'll be able to work our way out of this. And with that comes the opportunity for making this space even stronger and looking at how do we actually open up into a dementia unit for memory beds, which is another thing that we can market ourselves as a strong and also really competitive space.
This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker. You're listening to an interview with the candidates for District 4 on the McLean County Board. What issues most matter in this district, and what do you want to address if elected to the board? Ben Webb, you first.
I think a few of the issues that are most important in conversations that I've had with constituents are we're seeing from that investment in the community, especially when we look at the county jail of a $40 million renovation, we're starting to see how those investments are now paying dividends or coming to fruition. And so I'd like to start to see us invest in our roads, in the space that we have at the nursing home, making sure that we are improving our staffing and our HR capacity within the government. We can be a job provider. And so I think besides those main areas where we're investing in our community, we can actually take lead in terms of being a example and a model for county government at the state. It'd be nice not only to be geographically one of the largest county in the state, but also to show that we can actually lead by that example in terms of efficient, especially with cost saving, in terms of going back to our budgets, going back to our contracts, renegotiating those contracts so that every penny of taxpayer money is being spent well. And I think the other thing that people have been mentioning, at least in passing on the campaign trail, has been redistricting. We are coming up on a census where we're going to need fair and new independent maps. And so I think it's important for us to kind of make sure that as we have this conversation with the people that we are electing, we're also making sure that those that are being elected are not choosing their voters. The voters are choosing their representatives.
Adelita Cruz, what issues most matter in District 4, and what do you want to address if elected?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And the first issue that I would say we need to address is better collaboration across all lines, all party lines. And we're seeing a lot of that with some of the social climate aspect. And so I'd like to carry that over on the county board and really look to, I think there's some fantastic things already going on with the departments within McLean County if we just look at the collaborative justice system, right? We're working together with the behavioral health, the health services, the sheriff, the district attorney to address issues from a multiple angle. And so it isn't just lengthy prison sentences. It is, are we getting our citizens the correct care that they need? Are we looking for restorative justice? You know, how does that play a part? And are we utilizing what we have available to us from a behavioral health services to address some of those non-emergency mental health issues rather than having a sheriff? Or, you know, and everybody's working together. And I think that is, again, one of the priorities that we have in County 4. I also think that the transportation is a huge issue. We need to ensure that we have safe roads and bridges so that we can continue to bounce back from our economy and strengthen our economy along with that.
This is 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker. You're listening to an interview with the candidates for District 4, Adelita Cruz and Ben Webb. In many parts of the country, including Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County, the response to the coronavirus has been scattered among different authorities and jurisdictions and not well coordinated. What do you think the county should do more or less of to help control the pandemic? Adelita Cruz, you were first.
Well, I think it's important to understand that as a county board member, I don't have any control over the day-to-day operations. My responsibility would be to provide that financial oversight. And what I would be responsible to do is to ensure that they have the money needed to carry out some of their goals and what they're doing to help address COVID. So I would say, I think there's some good things coming out from the health department. If you go to that site, they have a citizen outreach and education program that they're talking about. They influence and say where some of the testing centers are. And so I think one of the items that I can directly contribute through just as me as an individual as well as on the board is helping to educate our citizens on where they can locate this information. Sometimes it comes down to just understanding what department they need to go to and is the website user-friendly for them to understand some of those issues. So while it may seem easy to say, here's what I would do, again, I'm looking at the financial oversight for the department, and I would focus on improving the communication and utilization of social media to get the information out to our citizens.
Ben Webb, what should the county do more of or less of to facilitate coordination of the pandemic response?
I think I would just start by saying an overwhelming thank you to the health department and those in the community, in the administration for the county, because we are seeing them work extremely hard. And the pandemic has really, it's kind of exacerbated and shown a lot of areas where either more resources are necessary or just more hands are needed on deck. And so I think one of the things that I have seen remotely is that I've seen a number of colleagues in the Democratic Party asking at every meeting, what do you need? What do you need from us in terms of resources, in terms of people power? What are the support systems that we as memberships can offer you? Because the job is being done by the health department and by the county administrator's office. And as a member on the county board, it's about empowering those individuals, listening to those individuals, but also holding them accountable to say, do you need more? Do you need more support? Do you need more financial help? And especially as a constituent service provider, the big thing that we can do is make sure that those resources are allocated and making sure that we're a little bit forward thinking in terms of making sure that if you need a dozen contact tracers, that we're ahead of that. Because we've known for some time that students would be coming back to campus, or we anticipated that students would be coming back to campus. And so planning ahead, planning accordingly, and working ourselves in that forward direction so that we can do as best of a job as possible by anticipating. And I would also say that listening to those answers are extremely important, because you don't have to be the expert on every single subject.
This is Bloomington Normal's Public Media. You're listening to an interview with the candidates for County Board District 4 in McLean County, Ben Webb and Adelita Cruz. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The nation has begun a national dialogue on race, police, and justice since the death of George Floyd. What should the county do to participate in that dialogue and further racial justice? Ben Webb, you're first.
It's a really good question. I think what we are seeing is, as much as we talk about trickle-down economics, one of the things that we are seeing is our values being something that trickle down from national discourse. And it's been upsetting for me as an outside viewer and as a just a person in the public to kind of see some of that national discourse, that vitriol, spilling down into our national dialogue. I think it is exposing some of the major problems that we have in terms of racial inequities that are built into our systems. And I think part of the role of county government is to stand up to those systematic ways that we other and we don't bring people together. I do think that it exposes a couple of issues, and it actually forces a number of conversations that are happening, whether they are at the dinner table at home or they are happening during a Justice Committee meeting. And I think the one thing that we can do is make sure that we are bringing all voices to the table and having that open dialogue about how it is not enough to just say that we are going to support all people. We have to actually say that we are going to make sure that the racial inequity in our systems are addressed and actually fixed, because enough is enough. It has been too long. And so I think that is one of the biggest things that we need to do in our area in terms of making sure that that dialogue is happening. And it's not just happening in a televised meeting. It's happening in individuals on your street, individuals that are your neighbors, and having that open dialogue about how we can actually build back and come together and develop a community.
Thank you. Adelita Cruz, racial justice and furthering that dialogue.
Yeah, I think when we look at the county, we have a number of programs involved that will look at some of the racial inequalities that are happening, not just within our community, but also, you know, at the wider level. And so I had talked a little bit earlier about that collaborative justice and ensuring that we aren't unfairly treating one segment of the community over the other. What I think is important and what I will personally focus on as a county board member is making myself available to my constituents. Is there enough availability and are county board members actually going out to talk to the constituents, or is it a one-time shot where we're running for office and that's when you see us go to door to door? My plan would be to continue to be involved in the community and to be active and to let people know that I am who is representing District 4. And I fully plan to have contact information available to them so that I can understand what are the issues that are pressing on our citizens and how can I address them. What county programs do we have are highly needed in there, and how can I help address it by ensuring that they have the finances available to run those programs that are going to address the segments of the population that need them the most. And so I'm going to take more of a personal responsibility for that and ensuring that people know who I am, how to contact me, and open the lines of communication that way.
We've come to the end of our time for questions, so let's have 90 seconds for closing statements. Adelita, you are next up in the rotation to start first.
Well, first, again, I would just like to thank you for the opportunity for my opponent and I to meet together and be able to answer these questions and express our desire to be involved. And I would like to congratulate Ben, because that's a huge thing for, regardless of what party you are looking for, is you want to be involved, and that's a big thing to step it up. And I really encourage anybody that is interested and that wants to make a difference to step up and do it. I'm not a professional politician. This is the first foray that I've had into politics. I've had some great experiences. It's been eye-opening. And regardless of the outcome of this race, I know that it just gives me different avenues to be involved in the community, and that's what I look forward to. You know, I've provided what my expertise were at the beginning and the opening, and so I really just want to thank again the time to do this. I look forward to representing District 4, to learning more about the citizens and really helping to make McLean County a better place, not just for today, but for our future.
And Ben Webb, 90 seconds.
Well, thank you for still having this forum despite the ongoing health crisis. It's an amazing resource that we all desperately need in these days and ages. And I just want to say thank you as well. As I kind of look across the studio, it's wonderful to have an open dialogue about this. And this is what the community really needs. I do want to mention kind of that I'm not new to politics. And I'm not a starry-eyed or setting the expectations too high. I just believe in this community. I believe that it is in our capacity to lead by example. And I think that we can move ourselves ahead, to be ahead of the curve, whether it be looking at our economy, our infrastructure, or how we care for those of us in need. And we need board members that will empower the department heads to think big, think ahead, and then operate with the resources and constituent services that the board entrusts to them. I want to see a board that holds those individuals accountable and is held accountable. And we are quickly approaching an election unlike any other. And so I hope that whether you are early voting in our window, or you're doing a mail-in vote, or you're going to be in-person voting in November, I do hope that I can earn your vote. And my name is Benjamin Webb, and I hope to represent you in the McLean County Board in District 4.
Thanks to Republican Adelita Cruz and Democrat Ben Webb, the candidates for District 4 on the McLean County Board. Hear all our election coverage at WGLT.org or at WGLT's YouTube channel. I'm Charlie Schlenker.